Good day. My name is Sylvester Kobo, and I'm a fixed income portfolio manager at Stanlib. Today, I will be sharing with you our market views and what you can expect from fixed income for the rest of the year, and also in the end, highlight potential investment opportunities for investors. Given the recent market volatility, which led to bond markets globally selling off, perhaps the best place to start is with a global market update that will hopefully put this volatility into context. If we step back a bit and look at what transpired during and post the global financial crisis of 2008, major central banks then pumped liquidity into the system via quantitative easing programs to enable economies to recover quickly from the crisis. These QE programs were basically central banks printing money and buying their government bonds, which pushed those bond yields lower and prices higher. Fast forward to 2013, when the then US Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke announced the withdrawal of this liquidity from the system, bond yields in the US increased sharply, and because some of this liquidity had found its way to higher yielding emerging market bonds, those bond yields sold off as well, in anticipation that there will be less foreign flows buying these bonds. Now, the COVID crisis last year led to similar reaction from policymakers, with central banks printing money to buy bonds and governments rolling out social programs to support households by giving them money to spend. Altogether, it is estimated that these stimulus packages totaled around $20 trillion last year, and the Biden administration put forward a further stimulus package of $1.9 trillion earlier this year, which was approved last week. In addition, vaccine rollouts, especially in developed countries, were getting ramped up, meaning lockdown restrictions were going to be relaxed, leading to a pickup in economic activity. And all of this led to markets starting to price in sharp increases in US growth and inflation this year, meaning all this money in the system might need to be withdrawn sooner than expected, leading to episodes similar to what we saw in 2013. And as a result, bond yields sold off globally, led by US bonds. South African bond yields also sold off, leading to some losses in bonds and to some extent income funds over the last 2 weeks. But the Fed was quite clear in our minds on the economic conditions needed for them to start tightening monetary policy, which were firstly, the US economy needs to recover further until it is at full employment, which they consider to be the unemployment rate of 4%, while the current rate is above 6%. The second condition is core inflation needs to be above 2% for about a year, and it is currently at 1.3%. So the US economy is still far from achieving these conditions, which supports our view that the Fed will keep rates lower for longer. And they themselves indicated that they will start raising interest rates only in 2024. So we view this episode as transitory, and we expect some stabilization in the market because we don't foresee the Federal Reserve withdrawing this liquidity prematurely, as the economic scarring left by the pandemic will take a lot longer to cure. And speaking about economic scarring, last week GDP numbers for South Africa were released, showing the economy contracted by 7% last year, which was the worst contraction on record. Even though this was a huge contraction, I must say it is still better than what was largely expected last year at the height of the crisis. At the time, some analysts were even forecasting more than 10% contraction. So the economy rebounded much better than expected in the second half of 2020. And clearly the COVID stimulus packages provided by the government and monetary policy interventions provided by the Reserve Bank were helpful for the economy. We expect the economy this year to grow by 4.3%. And if vaccines are successfully rolled out this year and the reform agenda gains momentum, we can see similar growth numbers next year. Last year's inflation was 3.3%, and we expect it to move up to 4% this year, largely because of the low base and the impact of administered prices. Adding the fact that unemployment is also the highest on record, we think the Reserve Bank will not increase interest rates this year. In fact, we only expect them to start hiking rates in the latter part of next year, which will be positive for fixed income assets. The other factor which we think is positive for fixed income is the budget that was presented by the finance minister last month. It was a very tough budget in our view, with Treasury having to balance the trade-off between providing the much needed social relief and improving the deteriorating fiscal situation. We think they found the right balance in this budget and prudently resisted the urge to spend more given the revenue outperformance in this budget. Crucially, they elected to use the additional revenue to reduce debt, which we think will go a long way in setting the economy on a more sustainable fiscal path. And because of the positive surprise on revenue, Treasury was able to shelve their previous plans of increasing taxes by 40 billion rands over the next three fiscal years, which will go a long way in helping taxpayers who are already overburdened in our view. The budget also demonstrated commitment to rein in expenditure, mainly by freezing public sector wage increases. And we think this is where the big implementation risks lie. But if they do achieve this, it will lead to huge improvements in government finances. Debt to GDP figures are now expected to peak at 89%, which is better than the 95% forecast from last year. And the higher revenue collections resulted in lower borrowing requirements for Treasury, and we do expect them to soon announce reduction in weekly issuance levels, which we think will lead to further flattening of the yield curve, which will be positive for bonds. As a result, we expect bond funds to return around 16% over the next year, but this comes with risks. So for the more risk-averse investors, low-risk funds like our Stanlib Income Fund are available for them. And we expect this fund to give returns of around 7% over the next year. There are also moderate-risk multi-asset income portfolios like our Flexible Income Fund, which we expect to return 8.5% over the next year. With inflation expected to average 4% this year, these funds offer very good above-inflation returns in our view, which is better than bank deposits or sitting in money market funds. So the current environment offers investors good opportunities in the fixed income space. One just needs to choose strategies or funds that work for them. Thank you for taking time to listen to our podcast. Please visit our website, www.stanlib.com, for more information on these funds and more insights.